What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios One Gig plan, which includes a five-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 4000 Jericho Turnpike for details on this limited-time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly, Rob Cherry on the WIP Morning Show. We're in for the crew today. And it's time for This Day in History. We're being joined by a special guest in studio. You don't start till 10.
But This Day in History, except for the Four Nations Tournament, this is the biggest event of the week.
You came in early just so you could be here.
Just for This Day in History. Because I don't know how it changes from year to year.
I despise you, Al.
But I'm
I hate
here.
You, Al.
How many times do you think you've done February 17th?
Oh, I don't. I work different days every year.
Yeah.
I don't have a set
Last
schedule.
Last year it followed the 16th.
And it was before the 18th.
It wasn't President's Day last year, though. The 17th.
All right, well,
it's a different day.
Oh, no, stop. Let him go.
I'm letting him go.
I can't wait for this.
This day in history.
Al, do you remember when they used to have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday?
Yes, I was telling TK that yesterday. They had the guy with the cherry tree and the guy with the beard. That's separate days.
Right. We'd get 2 days off from school in February. Now we just get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? All right, so it's February 17th. Here are some of the things that happened on February 17th. 1801, the House of Representatives breaks an electoral college tie by electing Thomas Jefferson over Aaron Burr to be president.
$20 bill, is it?
It's a five.
Oh.
He's on a five.
Oh,
he's on a five? He's on a nickel. He's on a nickel, and maybe it is a $20 bill.
I don't know.
You have a 20 on you?
Rob wants to see it.
I'll flip you for it. All right, so there was a university that Thomas Jefferson designed. Tom Kelly, do you know what university Thomas Jefferson designed?
Jefferson College.
Virginia.
Yeah, Al knows that. Wow. 1819, he founded the University of Virginia, inaugurated a bold experiment, a public university.
Overrated school, by the way.
Not so bad. It's not Ivy League, I know.
I mean, anything that except Frazier, how could it be good?
That's where I got my start in radio.
Oh, really?
Not at the university, in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Where the University of Virginia was.
Nice.
1924, American swimmer Johnny Weissmuller sets a record in the 100-meter freestyle at the Olympics, a 57.4. After the Olympics, Johnny Weissmuller became famous for what, Tom Kelly?
I have no idea.
Al Morgani, Johnny Weissmuller became what?
He was Tarzan. And when he set that record,
really?
he entered the pool off of a vine.
He was Tarzan.
So he went on to be a movie star?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
12 feature films, he was Tarzan.
Yeah.
And then he became Jungle Jim.
Now, who was Jane?
I don't know. Who was it?
I thought you'd know. I thought you dated her.
I don't know. Was not alive. 1927, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the team's first game since changing the name from the St. Patrick's. Did you know that they were
St. Patrick's Day? On St. Patrick's Day, they wear a green jersey, the St. Pat's. It's a pretty cool uniform.
Oh,
They beat the New York Americans, who I assume were the Rangers.
I think. I don't really know.
1933, the U.S. Senate accepts the Blaine Act, which ended Prohibition. How long did Prohibition last? And you know what Prohibition is?
I know what Prohibition is. They outlawed alcohol.
Yeah. For how long?
Till happy hour?
9 years.
No, 13 years. 1920 to 1933.
Nobody paid attention. Yeah. It was like a don't walk across the street sign. Nobody paid attention.
I was about to say, how could they outlaw alcohol?
For 13 years.
There's no way that people actually, you know,
no, that's how they, you know, they made their own stills, and it was great. It was actually better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we go back to doing it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Outlaw drugs, too.
Yeah.
1934, the first high school auto driving class was offered at State College, PA.
Oh,
ever taken driver's ed, Tom?
Yes,
Prohibition and drunk driving.
Yeah.
And paid State College.
Al, have you ever driven in a car when someone in the passenger seat stamped their foot on an imaginary brake?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like the way you were driving?
Yeah. Happens all the time.
That's very annoying. I hate when people do that. Like
backseat drivers in the front seat.
Love my wife, a little bit of a backseat driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No fun. All right, 1936, the world's first superhero, the Phantom, a cartoon strip by Lee Falk, makes his first appearance in comics.
The who?
The Phantom.
The Phantom.
You never heard of the Phantom?
That's the thing where the thing comes down
the
from
Phantom
the ceiling?
The Phantom of the Opera? Yeah, that's
something
all I
like
know.
That. All right, rank the superheroes in terms of your favorites.
Okay.
Batman, Superman, Aquaman, Spider-Man, Green Hornet, Phantom. Who's your favorite?
Batman.
Batman?
Spider-Man.
Al? Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Batman's definitely number one. Batman is the best.
I go Superman.
Superman's overrated. He's no fun. He's just he's just got all the powers. I like my superheroes have to work a little bit.
Batman? All right. 1941, and the first is 14th title defense. Joe Louis KOs Gus D'Orazio in the second round at the Convention Center here in Philadelphia, retaining his boxing title. Yeah. True or false? Gus D'Orazio was a classic tough guy from South Philly, won 72 fights, lost 22. Among his losses to Billy Kahn at Shibe Park, Connie Mack Stadium. Among his wins, an 8-round decision over Buddy Ryan. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It's
Buddy
true.
Buddy Ryan?
Not that Buddy Ryan.
I was about to say, how old is Buddy Ryan?
There was a boxer
Move
named...
Move on, let's get to the 50s.
We're only at 42.
Oh my God.
1940... We've only got 15 minutes
right.
left.
What right. the hell? Al will know the answer to this, so don't give it. 1943, Joe DiMaggio enlists in the U.S. Army. His 56-game hitting streak was what year, Tom Kelly?
1946.
Al?
I don't know.
1941.
41.
And the closest anyone's come to 56-game hitting streak is who?
Pete. Rose?
Yes. 1978. Okay. 44.
Good guess, Al.
See, Al's playing along.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you, Al.
Yo.
1951, Gordie Howe scores his 100th NHL goal as an assist in a Red Wing victory over the Canadiens. True or false? Gordie Howe, like LeBron James in the NBA and Ken Griffey Sr. in baseball, played with his sons in an NHL game. True or false?
Oh, yeah.
True.
No. WHA.
Oh, that was a WHA.
I tricked you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marty Howe and Mark Howe.
Yeah.
Was Marty Howe any good?
Yeah, it was all right. Mark was great.
Mark was great. Right. Bonus question. What is a Gordie Howe hat trick?
Rick Tocchet owns the record. Goal, assist, and fight.
Yep.
Why? And he only did it twice in his career, so why did they name it after him?
Because they didn't give you penalties for fighting unless you really, like, killed a guy.
They didn't give you penalties for fighting?
Well, they call roughing or whatever. It wasn't the same.
But it's not like you just fought and, like, went back to the bench.
It was much more, you know, just part of
lax.
The
game. Yeah. Okay.
We're up to the 60s now.
Thank you. Jeez.
1964, 101st member elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, White Sox shortstop Luke Appling. True or false, when he was 75 years old, Appling homered at an old-timers game?
False.
True. RFK Stadium in D.C., 75 years old. The left field fence was 275.
Like a softball.
Yeah, man, basically.
75 years old? He could hit the ball 300 feet?
Well, he did.
That's pretty impressive.
I could do that.
No, you couldn't.
Well, I'll wait until I'm 75 and give it a try.
You only got a couple years to go.
There last year.
We'll set you up at some park here. 1968, Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame opens. True or false? I've been to all four Hall of Fames in major sports and also to the Horse Racing Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. True or false?
True.
Nobody cares where you've been.
I'm just asking
you. This day in history.
I'll say not true.
It's true.
This day in rock.
Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Have you? What? Beside the Hockey Hall of Fame and baseball?
I only been to the Hockey Hall of Fame because I had to go.
You've never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame?
No.
Listen,
what's wrong with you?
Al's like, I only went to the Hockey Hall of Fame because I had to go there to be inducted, you know? It was a real pain in the ass.
Wait a second. That was the first time you were there?
Yeah.
You never went there before you got inducted?
No. Never
and
went there.
And he didn't even want to go to get inducted, I'm sure.
Cost me a fortune.
Even I went there.
Did you see Al's plaque?
No, it was
now
before
I don't have to go to Headstone now. I just want to go up there or something.
That's where people will be bringing flowers to Al's section of the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I went there in 2010. I don't remember the broadcast wing.
It's upstairs with the owners and stuff.
No.
It's
I took a picture of Bernie Parent's
cool
thing.
Cool. How many Hall of Fames are you in? The Grateful Dead or the Stoned to Death Hall of Fame?
Rob's gonna go into our WIP Hall of Fame out of here soon.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Hall of Shame. 1969, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash record an album. It's never released. True or false? The same man that directed the Johnny Cash biopic, Walk the Line, directed the Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Same guy directed it. Is it true or false?
I guess it's true. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking
I'll say
me.
False.
It's true.
You'd be a horrible teacher because everybody knows the answers. Nobody would look that up to be false.
I got
to
confess. I only guessed false because Al guessed true.
James Mangold. He's up for an Academy Award.
Who?
James Mangold.
Yeah.
He's up for an Academy Award. Did you vote for the SAG Awards at all?
No. I didn't watch any of those movies. I think I saw one of them.
The Dylan biopic is excellent.
I only watched the one with the Dracula guy. It was good.
The Dracula guy?
Yeah, some movie with some Dracula guy.
That horror movie?
Yeah, it was good.
Nesferatu or
something? Yeah, it was really good. Okay. That's the only one I've seen. I just watched Netflix.
All right. 1974.
We're in the 70s.
Daytona 500. Richard Petty, the first driver to win back-to-back at Daytona. True or false, in the early days of WIP, as an all-sports station, we used to run NASCAR races on Sundays.
But that's like listening to a fly go around your head.
I'll say true.
We did. It was.
What the hell?
We ran NASCAR races.
Not a sport made for radio.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
1985, first class postage stamp rises from 20 to 22 cents. The cost of a postage stamp today is how much?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
73 cents.
It doesn't say, though.
You're right, it doesn't, because it's so damn expensive.
It's forever.
Yeah. 1985, Lafitte Pink Eye.
Huh?
Lafitte Pink Eye?
Yeah, the jockey.
I had pink eye. You have to put medicine in.
Third jockey to win 6,000 races. Wins aboard Doria's Delight in the fifth race at Santa Anita. True or false? Forget it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What the hell is
I'm
that?
Done with you.
Some guy with pink eye on a horse.
Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. is a great jockey.
What year are we in?
1985.
Lafitte
Pink Eye.
1987, Don Mattingly wins the highest salary arbitration at the time, $1.975 million. His nickname was what?
Donnie Baseball.
What is it?
Donnie Baseball.
Donnie Baseball.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Donnie Ballgame. Donnie Baseball.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
A 1998 U.S. women's ice hockey team beats Canada, wins the first Olympic gold medal.
Okay.
Were you there?
No.
Didn't cover it.
No. But they're a good team. And and when they play Canada, they do everything but fight. Women's hockey's nasty.
Why don't they fight?
Good question.
Because you get thrown out.
Well, they should in they the Olympics, get thrown out.
No, in the Olympics, you get tossed if you fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who was the top player on that U.S. team?
Number 26. What was her name?
Cammy Granato?
Her husband's a... Well, Cammy's pretty good, but
no.
I liked... she's married to an NFL lineman. From the Chargers.
Oh, the girl Coyne, right?
Yeah, Schoenfeld, Coyne, Schoenfeld.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
All right. And 2014, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon premieres on NBC. Ranked a Tonight Show host. Who's the top Tonight Show host of all time?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, Kimmel? He doesn't do The Tonight
Show.
Was that
Letterman?
He was only a guest host.
Is that Jay Leno?
Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Steve Allen, Jack Parr.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, I'm not a big Tonight Show watcher.
What year are we on?
That's it.
That's it.
I got birthdays.
We skipped ahead 30 years.
Hold on. I got some birthdays.
What do you got?
1893.
Oh, 1893. We got to go back and do the birthdays now?
Wait, hold on. Oh, this started when I got in the car from my house. It's still going?
That's Al wanted it to go till 10 o'clock.
What time did you start? 5:30?
We cannot stop Rob when
he's doing... What is happening here? We haven't even done birthdays yet?
We can't interrupt him, Rob.
This is unbelievable. All right, sorry.
Wally Pipp,
yep.
What's his claim to fame, Al Morgani?
The Gladys Knight was his sister.
He replaced Mickey Mantle, right?
He got a headache on June 2nd.
He got 2nd, a headache.
And Lou Gehrig took his place and never gave him his job.
Did he play for the Sixers?
Mickey Mantle.
Did he injure his pinky?
Mickey Mantle. By the way, Pip was a lifetime 281 hitter and over 1,000 RBIs.
So he wasn't a backup singer for Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
You keep going with this, you're going to get Wally Pipp.
Unreal.
That's fine. I'm done anyway. 1908, Red Barber, broadcaster.
Red hair.
Red
you know
Barber.
The when the Giants win the pennant, the final, that great that
Willie
great
Mays
ball?
Catch?
Yeah, no, the Willie Mays the Giants had a 3-run homer to win a pennant.
Oh,
Giants
Mazeroski,
won the pennant, was one of the great
Barry Thompson. Bonds.
Yeah. Well, the other broadcaster was Red Barber in the
Red Barber.
He broadcast for the Dodgers that day. They lost the pennant.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
The Giants won the pennant.
Brooklyn I had a barber with red hair.
Right. Buddy Ryan's birthday, 1931.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Wow.
True or false, the Buddy Ryan radio show on 1210 a.m. in the 1980s was hosted by
Joe
Angelo
Banner.
Cataldi. True or false?
True.
False.
Oh. Okay.
The late Steve Fredericks hosted the Buddy Ryan show.
Bang.
Covered me in high school.
Steve Fredericks?
Yes.
He covered you in high school? Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Back up.
He was a talk show host in Boston.
Up there, yeah.
And there were some high school games. And I remember when he came here, he told me, I'm not going to tell anybody what you did.
What did you do?
What'd you do, Al?
You had to have done something if he said that.
He mixed me up with somebody with talent.
No.
So we're not going to find out what you did?
No. Let's move on.
Hold on. No, let's backtrack here.
Good luck trying to find out.
You're never getting this kind of information. If Al doesn't want to say it, it must be pretty bad.
Correct.
Because Al said it's a lot of stuff.
Just don't open up Al's trunk. That's all I'll tell you.
But go on.
1936, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, number 32, played lacrosse.
He did. Yep. At Syracuse University. Was All-American lacrosse and maybe the greatest running back of all
played
time.
Played basketball at Syracuse as well.
Yeah.
What year was that again?
1936.
We're only in the 30s.
Let's go.
True or false?
True.
In a 14-game NFL season in 1963, he averaged more yards per game than Saquon Barkley in 16 games in 2024. True or false?
False.
True. Jim Brown averaged 133 per game.
Wow.
Saquon averaged 125 per game.
And he was an actor, right?
Yes. He was.
Yeah. 30 dozen.
Yeah. See, I know my history. I don't go around showing off like you, but I do know my
You
history.
Are a show-off, Rob.
1963, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yep.
He was a good basketball player.
Ranked the following NBA legends. Wilt, Kobe, Michael, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Kareem, Russell, Oscar, Embiid. Embiid's number one, right?
With ease.
Jordan's one, Embiid's last.
Jordan's one.
Wilt. Wilt is number one.
I'm with you, Rob.
Where are you?
That's right. He won one in a row, yeah.
Where's Russell?
And by the way, when people talk about the greatest team of all time, don't they forget that basketball team was supposed to have been like the best ever, right?
Was it 66?
66, 67.
Well, they won 68 games.
They won one in a row, yeah.
Here he goes. Here comes Red Hour back.
What, are you from Boston?
Yeah.
You got a cigar with
Bob
you, too?
Bob Cousy swooping
in. Light up a cigar, Al.
You can tell Rob's getting legitimately
Yeah, he's angry.
Now.
The veins are popping out.
1969, LeVon Kirkland.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad name.
Okay. Played for the Eagles.
True or false?
Name.
True or false? Andy Reid not re-signing Trotter and telling us Barry Gardner was good enough along with signing Kirkland cost the Eagles a chance to win a Super Bowl.
True.
Yes. You're Andy Reid.
Okay, and Rob... He can't go five minutes without ripping Andy Reid. It's ridiculous.
I will say, that was impressive how he brought it back to Andy Reid right there. He worked
back.
It into the birthdays? He worked that into the birthdays. You got to give him that.
Yes. I just envision Rob searching LeVon Kirkland, seeing his birthday was today.
Oh, yeah.
He was so excited.
I'm all over that.
You were so
excited. That's going to...
Job of the Hutt trying to play linebacker.
Working with Tom Kelly, the Andy Reid apologist.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Billy Joe Armstrong, 1972. What band is he in now?
Green Day.
Green Day.
Okay. What's their best song?
Probably American Idiot, which is very viable these days.
Yeah. Plenty to pick from.
Yes, it is.
Listen to us.
I like the time of your life. The time of your life was actually called Good Riddance.
Yeah.
But they changed the name.
Seinfeld. That's how Seinfeld closed it out.
You're talking about.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. 1975, Vaclav Prospel.
Vaclav Prospel.
Won a gold medal with the Czechs in 1998. He was called...
Vinny.
That's Vinny what I was thinking.
Former Flyer.
I was thinking of Vinny Prospel.
Vinny Prospel, but his name was Vaclav. You covered him right now?
Yeah.
We Phillyized him. He became Vinny.
Now it's Czechia. It's not the Czech Republic.
The Czech. Who was the guy they called the Czech?
Roman Czech Monarch?
Yes, the Czech.
Yeah, Czech.
Bobby Clark called him the Czech.
I'm sure he called him some other stuff.
What year are we in?
Rob, this is...
One more. There are people on the parkway.
This is epic.
Rob, there are people on the parkway chanting to wrap it up.
That thing in the Senate?
1995, Madison Keys. Just won the Australian Open.
Tennis player.
Very nice.
Weren't you a tennis guy?
Yeah, she was terrific. Yeah. She gave it right to him, right on center court. She told him to kiss her behind. Yeah.
Really?
Did she?
He's really good.
Told who?
The crowd.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Why?
Missed that.
Who's the best? My favorite American tennis player is Jessie Pegula. She's great.
Bill's owner's daughter,
and he owns the Sabres. He owns Penn State. He owns everything. Yeah.
And she's a tennis player.
Yeah, she's good.
Really good. You'd like that. You know, you should go to a Grateful Dead concert with Andy Reid.
Bury the hatchet, Rob.
Yeah, make
go
up.
Go to a concert
I
with
want
Andy.
You guys to make up.
I think Rob should spend a weekend with Andy and Donovan, really hash this stuff out.
In and Out Burger.
I'm a Jalen Hurts guy.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni, Doug Peterson.
They're your guys.
I can't believe I came in. It was like a Grateful Dead concert,
wasn't
though.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you combine the Grateful Dead and Fish, it was this.
Well, yeah, you should do this with...
So it's like a crossover.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah. You got to do this day in history.
Yeah, it was awesome, Rob.
Yeah.
You done?
Johnny Weissmiller, phenomenal.
Yeah. Al Morgani knew who he was.
Tarzan.
I was going to say, Tom Kelly knew none of this. Al Morgani knew everyone.
Well, you're going back to the 30s, Rob.
He's 12 years old. I'm 110.
When you start in 1890, when he started 1897, I'm like, okay, here we go. This is going to be a long ride.
You asked for it, you got it.
Well, it was great, Rob. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Normally, it would be Times Yours. Times Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. You heard them. Al Morgani and Rob Ellis coming up next. We'll see what they have in store today. This was fun, Rob. This is
it
a great time.
Yeah.
Arguing about Andy and Donovan for 4 hours.
Well, not anything
I would have not expected.
Apparently, everybody agrees with me about Jalen Hurts being the best Eagle quarterback of all time.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Time for our final read on the Twitter question of the day. At WIP Morning Show on Twitter, as of the day, who is the best quarterback in Eagles history? 81% say Jalen Hurts. 14% say Donovan McNabb. 5% say other.
The people have spoken.
The people have spoken. The people, you know, they get it wrong from time to time.
I think
and that's
81%.
Okay.
If it's 50-50 or 56, 44, 81% says everybody knows what they just saw. They just saw a guy get to two Super Bowls in 3 years, almost win an MVP. And then the only MVP that's important is the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he won it.
Got to do it for a little more time to reach Donovan level. Got to get the more championship
what's
games.
What's one in four?
Five championship games.
He's already won more championship games than NFC championship games than Donovan has.
If Donovan was on this team,
They don't want the Super Bowl today.
Not sure about that.
Come on, Rob. You know that.
Not so sure about that.
But that'll do it for us today. Fun show, Rob.
It was.
What do you got going on the rest of your present today?
The rest of the day?
Yeah.
I'll probably go to sleep.
I'll sleep
this off, yeah.
There you go.
I got about 2 hours sleep.
Well, good stuff. Well, there you go. Stay tuned. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani coming up next. Thanks to Buzz for producing and Louis Coco for helping as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.